Without a spiritual faculty of faith, you cannot comprehend. Very strange. I came to realize this also in the early days of my cultivation. It's only when my faith becomes very strong, then the spiritual teaching become clear. Without that faith, in the Buddha and his teaching and your teacher and those who have taught you and guide you well, you actually cannot penetrate the Dhamma. But because of your faith, you have no doubt. You are not confused. The hindrance is not there. And that faith drives you to diligently arise the virya to cultivate. Then you will develop stability of mindfulness. Yeah. So sadha leading to virya, virya leading to sati, sati leading you to samadhi. Then wisdom will arise. The five spiritual faculty will fall into place. Before the five spiritual faculty fall into place, you cannot understand spiritual teaching. You cannot develop the cultivation. Because these five spiritual faculty can help you to root out the five mental hindrance. And without the mental hindrance, your mind is always in the meditative state. That's why you are always with your silent mind, your true mind, your meditative mind. That's the reason why the spiritual faculties are very important. So like what is stated here, as we learn Buddha's way, if you are not firmly established in proper faith, then even if the true teaching, true Dhamma is in front of us, we still will not be able to comprehend it. Now you start to understand why in the early days when you are subject to the Buddhist teaching, when you think you are cultivating or developing the meditation, what you have been exposed to is just Dhamma knowledge, Dhamma concept, thought-based learning. It's not the true Dhamma because the faith is not there. The spiritual faculty are not there. Why are they called spiritual faculties? Sadha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya. They are called spiritual faculty. These are mental states that can allow you to understand spiritual teachings. That's why without sadha leading to virya, stabilizing the sati, developing samadhi, wisdom cannot arise. Spiritual understanding cannot arise. So all this is very clear.